call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for November 21st, 2022 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanson?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mr. McCann?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Ms. Stow?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. Welcome to all our guests this evening. I ask you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mrs. Westfall.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agenda item number three is additions to the agenda. I have no items to add. Mr. Frye?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to add two items based on the results of our public hearing this evening. One would be ordinance number 103-2022 for consideration of the TIF, and then resolution 19-2022 regarding the community reinvestment.
Those would be items 5A would be the ordinance 103, 5B would be resolution 19.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Any additional items by members of City Council? Seeing none, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Miller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mr. Shaw, thank you for joining us tonight in Mr. Aller's absence.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Briney?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve the amended agenda for tonight's meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and our agenda is approved for this evening. Agenda item four is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on November 7th. Mr. Frye?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move approval of the meeting minutes from the council meeting of November 7th, 2022 as submitted.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve those meeting minutes as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. On to agenda item five, a report of the public hearing held this evening. Mr. Frye.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We had a public hearing regarding the potential consideration of a tax increment financing area for the downtown footprint, including going east on Monroe Street. A number of members of our community were here and asked some questions and clarifications. Mr. Glenn Grisdale from Reveille, who we contracted for, provided some incremental explanations to the public, and we had one question clarifying whether this impacted just commercial properties in the footprint or commercial and residential, and he confirmed that the revised code only allows us to include and would only permit us to include the commercial properties that would potentially be impacted. Basically, there was a number of members of council that were comfortable moving forward as we were considering the TIF, and the meeting, the public hearing was adjourned at 7:25.
All right, we do have added to the agenda as item 5A, ordinance 103-2022, declaring the improvement for certain parcels. Mr. Frye.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 103-.
Ms. Stow, you'd like to push back as a property owner in the district.
Correct. For both ordinance number 103-2022 and for resolution number 19-2022, please.
Need a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And the clerk will show Ms. Stow has removed herself from the table for these two items. Now, Mr. Frye.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 103-2022. And would read by title only, declaring the improvement of certain parcels of the real property to be a public purpose and exempt from taxation, and providing for the collection and deposit of service payments into the tax increment equivalent fund, and specifying the public infrastructure improvements directly benefiting the parcels. I move passage of ordinance number 103-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 103-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance number 103-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Now on to added agenda item 5B. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce resolution number 19-2022, and I would read by title only. Directing the housing officer of Community Reinvestment Area Number 8 not to accept any new applications for the exemptions as described in Ohio Revised Code Section 3735.67, I move passage of resolution 19-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of resolution 19-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and resolution 19-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Thank you. All right. Let the record show that Ms. Dow is now rejoining us at the table, and we'll move on to agenda item 6. This is the 2023 city budget. At the previous meeting 2 weeks ago, we had a first reading. We are showing a second reading, and I would like to address the finance director first. Have you received any questions or changes to the ordinance as presented 2 weeks ago?
I have not. The ordinance has not changed at all since it was presented 2 weeks ago.
All right. Any questions or comments from city council members?
Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Fry?
I would like to make a comment in thanking Mr. Schroyer and the other administrative staff members for the hard work and effort putting this budget together. It continues a long record that the city has in putting together sound financial budgets and significant investments this year, with many grant dollars coming back from the state back into our community and allocating a lot of expenditures for public improvements. And I'm thrilled that I have the opportunity to support the budget that's put before us. So thank you very much to all of you for your hard work on this.
Thank you, Mr. Fry. Now we do have ordinance 93-2022, either for a second reading or a final passage.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to read ordinance number 93-2022, and I'll read by title only. To make appropriations for the current expenditures and other expenditures of the City of Sylvania, Ohio, for the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2023, and I move passage of ordinance number 93-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 93-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 93-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Thank you all for that unanimous support, and again, thank you to Mr. Schroyer and other members of the administration for getting this budget done on a timely basis. It is a budget where all general fund expenditures are within receipts, and we are spending capital improvement dollars to leverage them for millions and millions of dollars of grants coming in from the state and federal government. So thank you very much. Moving on to agenda item 7, school zone flashers. Mr. Shaw, we're going to call upon you to go up to the podium and talk us through these. Mr. Aller is usually a star at these meetings, and I'm sure you will be too. The first one is for school zone flasher replacements. Why don't you give us the background on this one?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So, yes, we took two bids on the school zone flasher replacement projects. FET was our lowest bid received. They were about almost 6% under the engineer's estimate, which is great. The other number was very good as well. So those who don't know, our school zone flashers are original. They are well over about 40 years old. Many of the control boxes with them are rusted. Some of the LEDs obviously aren't LEDs. They're the old lights that are there. So these are in definite need of replacement. And we took a good number on the construction project. FET, for those that don't know, is our on-call traffic signal contractor. They do pretty much 100% of anything traffic signal related in the city. So good number, good contractor. Would certainly recommend their award.
And this will give the schools and the service department greater remote control over the school flashers as well.
Yeah, these are great. These have modems that go in them, and I can control them from my seat. So if I need to make a change on something that happens, I can do it on the fly, and we don't have to go out and reprogram them at the unit itself.
Just out of curiosity, if this is approved, what's the timeframe for installation?
Yep, so this was key to try to get this done now so that we could get in the queue to order the parts that are there. So obviously, our goal is to start June 1st and have these up and operational by the time school starts in August.
Do you know how many school flasher replacements there are?
There's four included with this bid. We have five total that the city maintains. The fifth one is on Monroe Street by Maplewood. And with the Monroe and Silica improvement projects that we're doing there, those units actually have to be moved. So we've included that particular unit as a part of that project. So these are the other four. We have St. Joe's, Toledo Islamic Academy, Highland, and McCord that is included with us.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Shaw, the equipment that will be used for this is used by other districts, other areas, so that we can rely on the parts being available.
Yeah. Absolutely. But these are the same units that Lucas County Engineer's Office uses, ODOT, which we wouldn't really have an interface with them on this, but they use the exact same units, and they just did a District 2-wide program where they replaced a lot of theirs, too. Same units.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. The City Council does have Ordinance 98-2022 to accept the bids. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only Ordinance Number 98-2022, accepting the bid of FET Construction Services LLC and awarding the contract for the school zone flasher replacement project to same, authorizing the expenditure for the improvements in the amount of $125,834, appropriating funds therefore, and I would move passage as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of Ordinance 98-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Ordinance 98-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Moving on to Agenda Item 8. This is a second change order. Is this a final change order, Joe, for the large pipe sewer pipe lining project?
This is it. This is our last one. Sure. Final change order, number two, for this large diameter sewer lining project. We came to you one time in August for an increase, and that was for resin and liner tube material cost increases. Pretty standard in 2 years of doing these liner projects, the cost increases that we were seeing in the petro industry as well as with liner tube. So that was the first change order. This one is just straight quantity adjustments based on installed quantity. So I wish I had a bigger decrease for you than $145, but that's what it came out to be. So I guess we were pretty close on measured amounts to install for the project. But yeah, this is our final change order to adjust the final contract and to take it back $145.
And we are working on a phase three project.
We are. Yes, we've submitted an OPWC application for phase three, so we'll continue on. These are fantastic projects. This is money well spent. I know you don't see it 20 feet, 25 feet in the ground, but these are lifelines that take our sewage away from the city of Sylvania. So these, yeah. So these are wonderful projects. So.
Okay. We have Ordinance 99-2022 to accept this final deduct change order. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only Ordinance Number 99-2022, authorizing the Mayor and Director of Finance to approve change order number two, final, to the city's agreement with Granite Inliner LLC for the large diameter sanitary sewer lining project, phase two, project to reflect the final installed quantities, decreasing the contract amount by $145. I move for passage of Ordinance Number 99-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of Ordinance Number 99-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Ordinance 99-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Moving on to Agenda Item 9. This is to hire architectural design services for improvements to the Plummer Pool bathhouse. Mr. Shaw.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
For those that don't know, the Plummer Pool bathhouse was constructed in the 1960s, well before accessibility guidelines were in place. We took a tour of this building about 5 weeks ago now. The layout of it is unique, could definitely use some improvements both for accessibility and just how that building functions overall for Sagard that operates it. So as a part of the $300,000 in state appropriated grant funds that we got for this, we obviously need to figure out what can we do with that money and how can that be best spent in this building. I think we could probably spend a lot more, truthfully, but $300,000 is what we have to work with. So Architecture by Design will help us with that. We're looking at things like accessible toilet rooms, lifeguard office to the pool side of the building, shifting some of the spaces around on the inside of it, and then just changing the admission offices to be a little closer to food service staff. So if you've ever been in there, you can kind of get a feel for what some of those improvements may be. But so they're going to help us out with that for $20,000 in services, and our office would request approval.
Architecture by Design is an architectural firm here within the city limits, and this is separate money from the money, the $200,000 grant that Sagard has for work in Burnham Park. So don't confuse the two amounts. This is for much-needed improvements to the bathhouse. Mrs. Westfall.
Mr. Mayor and Joe, I am wondering if this includes any updates for, I don't know what the name of the word is, I'm looking for the pump room, like the actual equipment room.
That's a great question.
It does. If you've ever been in there, that definitely needs. So the portion of that will include what can we do and how best to retrofit that with new equipment that's going to operate that whole system better. So yes, it absolutely includes that.
There are old filters in there that are going to be upgraded, and this was part of the agreement that the city made when we asked them to take over Burnham Park and the management of that. They wanted to be held harmless for any problems in the plumber pool, particularly the pump room or the sand filters. We got state funds to do it, and this is fulfilling that agreement.
Great, thank you.
And going forward, Sagard will maintain this?
Yes. They have been maintaining it for a couple of years.
Right.
But they had a big expense coming up, and we had made a commitment a couple of years ago to help them out with these. And this gets that done.
So this is sort of the end of our obligations.
No. Is it though?
Never?
No, the agreement does provide a declining scale for contributions to improvements. I forget off the top of my head.
Yeah, I know it did.
But however, it is a sunset, and I don't know.
The city will continue to own Plummer Pool and correct. Burnham Park, though.
Correct.
So I do think that there,
there's an ongoing.
A slippery slope.
I don't feel a need, though, but go ahead.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor. I do have one more question. Mr. Shaw and Mr. Mayor had mentioned, you know, it's a separate project from the Burnham Park Sagard project. But just curious, is there any collaboration between the two as far as design scheme, making sure the flow, you know, architecturally is harmonious?
Yeah, but there are really two separate projects. I mean, the other one is more site related with, a covering that they're envisioning and having with that. I mean, this is really just focused on the interior of the building. So I don't, other than maybe some sidewalk, which there already is some sidewalk that kind of links the two together. You know, I don't know if I see these as really two married together projects. They really are kind of two separate ones, I guess, in my eyes.
Thank you. I'll answer that a little differently. I agree with Mr. Shaw, but Sagard is administering the Burnham Park project, and they are making upgrades to blend the two projects together. Because this is an internal project, theirs is external. So
great.
I think it more falls to them. And they're helping, they're administering both, really. We're working with Sagard to get the Plummer Pool bathhouse improvements done and the other. So they're aware of both.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. We do have an ordinance to hire architectural design services, Architecture by Design here in the city of Sylvania. Ms. Staff.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 100-2022 and read by title only. accepting the proposal of Architecture by Design Limited to provide architectural design services for the Plummer Pool Bathhouse Alterations Project, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $20,000. I move passage of ordinance number 100-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second. It's been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 100-2022 for passage as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 100-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Now turning to the second page of our agenda, we're up to agenda item 10. These are improvements to Altero Drive. These are also part of our 2022 capital improvements budget. Mr. Shaw.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. With the passage of our 23 budget, we are moving right forward with an improvement project that has kind of been in the works at least for 5 years and finding the right spot for this one to go. It's been something our office has gone back and forth with, but on Altera, it's original pavement. It has concrete with an asphalt overlay, but really the driver on this project are the utilities. The sanitary sewer in this particular short stretch has a belly in it. It is a maintenance item for our sewers department. We're in probably every couple months making sure that line is clean, just with the belly that's developed over the, you know, 50 plus years that it's been in there. The water line has broken a few times as well, so even though this is a short piece, it's only, you know, 300 or 400 feet, it's definitely a piece that we want to, you know, tackle, especially with the utility needs that are here. So we would like to move forward and request permission to advertise. We're anticipating the cost of the project to be a little under $340,000. And we would not make an award on this until January. We'll come back at a 2023 budget. Yep. And just so that you know, we did apply for Ohio Public Works Commission grants for this particular project in 21. We were unsuccessful, but it is time to move forward with the project, and we would recommend advertisement.
Estimated construction cost of $339,625. All we need tonight, Mr. Richardson, is a motion for the clerk to advertise.
I move to authorize the clerk to advertise for bids for the Altera Drive Improvements Project.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded to authorize and direct the clerk to advertise for bids for this Altera Drive Improvement Project. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Up to agenda item 11. This is a report on the bids received for the Monroe Maroon Improvement Project and other stuff after that. Mr. Shaw.
This doesn't happen too much here in Sylvania, but I think at least in my 11 years here, this is, I think, the third time this has happened. But occasionally you estimate a project and it doesn't come in how you think it's going to, and that happened here. This is our improvements at Monroe and Haroon. We advertised it at about $1.7 million. Solicited the project for bids, and we had two that came in that were well over 10% over engineer's estimate. For those that don't know, by Ohio Revised Code, we are not permitted to award a contract that's over 10% over engineer's estimate. So we have asked our engineer to re-review the plans, see what's going on, take a look at the estimate. They have done that. We really didn't have to make too many plan changes in it. It was more a review of costs, which is, I think, indicative of the construction climate that I think we're all in right now. So they have revised their estimate. They have increased it to a little over $2.1 million, as shown in your letter there. Pursuant to Ohio Revised Code, we would like to re-advertise the project with the new construction estimate that's there. So we've had this happen two other times. 2017, we had this happen on Sylvania River Trail Phase 2. And we had this happen in 21 on Monroe Street for our bridge over North Branch of 10 Mile Creek. So it's not ideal, but it does happen. Happened on this particular project.
This project bidding was delayed a little bit, which exasperated the pricing. There's also an issue with diesel prices really being high right now, and with the traffic light poles and traffic lights that are involved with it. The service director believes that the two bids that were turned in were not serious bids. They knew they couldn't be accepted that high. They didn't want to disclose their real number. That's not unusual. We expect bids to come in better than those bids, but we do need to re-advertise, and hopefully some of these unknowns that the contractors are facing will be relieved by then. So again, we're looking for a motion to allow the clerk to re-advertise for bids for this project. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would move to allow the clerk to re-advertise for bids for the Monroe and Haroon Improvements Project.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the clerk is so ordered. Thank you, Mr. Shaw. We are now up to agenda item 12. This is an issue that was brought to me by the law director. It has to do with collecting information on leased property for both residential and commercial properties. Mr. Hanum, I understand that you would like to have this one tabled for tonight.
I would. I'd like to have it tabled and referred to committee specifically to discuss the I understand the existing ordinance, but I'd like to discuss particularly changing the criminal penalty to a civil penalty provision and talk about how we could structure that.
All right. This is something that other communities are doing, so it's not a question I take that against collecting this, requiring this information. It's just the penalty if it's not furnished.
Don't want to send our property owners to jail.
There is certainly no need to rush on this, and I, as a property owner, I very much approve of that. Okay, so I need a motion to table ordinance one.
We're going to refer to.
Right, to table it and refer it.
Okay. Mr. Fry, you.
I'll make a motion to table ordinance 101-2022 and refer it to the Finance Committee for further consideration.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Fry, would you like to contemplate this before you set a Finance Committee meeting date, or you want to look at them now? We're entering a busy time of the year.
I know. That's why I was...
Don't have to do it now.
Hesitant. If there's no rush on this, I'd prefer, Mr. Mayor, kicking this to next year, looking in January.
The law director says she is comfortable. We'll schedule something after the first of the year.
Okay. Maybe the first council meeting of the year. We can schedule for the second meeting of the year.
Sounds
good. That's kind of what I was thinking.
Okay.
Thank you.
Here we're now up to agenda item 13, which has to finally settling the agreement with Zambelli Fireworks Manufacturing Company. Mr. Fry or Mr. Sanford, would you like to address this?
I guess, Bill, if you want to take first crack, go for it.
Bill has been our point man in making the contacts and got the signature. So, seems like a good place to start.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we did, after the last meeting, and Leslie prepared the release form and settlement agreement, and my job was to get it to Zambelli. I want to thank Leslie, though, for preparing it, and they agreed to it, so and gave us word back with that. So that's what we were looking for from the last meeting. So it's we saved about $4,500 by moving this way, and then they agreed to release us from the contract for next year. So we'll be able to move on and to consider the two proposals we have received, that Sagard has received, and move forward with probably a new company starting next summer. Mr. Fry, anything else?
I think we all know what happened last year. I think while it's frustrating that we're in this situation, but we are where we are, it's time to move on, and let's find someone else to help us put on the display that so many of our community members enjoy and appreciate on the 3rd of July, not on the 8th.
And have an ironclad contract saying that that is the way it must happen.
Oh, once been, twice shy, Mayor.
That was a requirement for the RFP.
So we do have ordinance 102-2022 to enter in an agreement to get out of this agreement with Sam Valley. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 102-2022, and I would read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into an agreement with Zambelli Fireworks Manufacturing Company. And I move final passage of ordinance number 102-2022 as an emergency measure.
Second. We moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 102-2022 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 102-2022 is enacted as an emergency measure. Agenda item 14. Are there any committee reports, additional committee reports to be made at this time?
Mr. Mayor, I would like to just make a quick announcement if that would be acceptable. All of you know that the Sage Yard letters of interest are due November 29th, and I think you all received a copy of the advertising sharing the details of what's required. That is 1 week from tomorrow. We don't have anyone who has submitted an application or a letter of intent yet, which is not unusual. However, with the Thanksgiving holiday, I feel a little bit, you know, nervous about that. I do have several people who've told me they're going to submit but have not yet, and I just wanted to make sure that I reminded and encouraged council members, if you know anyone you think would be good for that, to reach out and have them follow up. And just a gentle reminder that interviews are scheduled for December 6th at 5:30. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Westfall. Any other committee reports or committee referrals? Hearing none, that brings us to the end of our approved agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting 2 weeks from tonight on Monday, December 5th, 2022 at 7:30 p.m. Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving.